Reporting from Canada's original number one campus radio station on unceded and traditional Stolo territory. My name is Stephen Munga, and this is the Valley Roundup. Chilliwack School Board Trustee Terry Westerby speaks on being elected and his plans as a trustee. In October of last year, the Chilliwack School Board appointed the first openly trans man in Canada, Terry Westerby, as a school board trustee. Westerby was hesitant about running for a seat on the school board, but received much support from the Chilliwack and LGBTQIAS+ communities. Westerby spoke with us about the election, School District 34's Measure Up report, and inclusion in school boards. What was your reaction when you found out you had been elected as school trustee?
I was extremely proud of not only the work that I put in to get that position, but also proud of Chilliwack and the voters who were willing to come forward and put their vote in for progress, for moving forward together in a sense that we are all finally going to be included and represented in the school board.
What issues are you passionate about addressing and working on in this role?
One of the most important things as a trustee is to make sure that all of the students are represented in their school, so that when policies are created and I have a chance to vote on them with my team, with the other trustees, that we are all thinking about every single student and their families and what their life is like when we vote on these policies, so that our district is inclusive to every student and serves their best chance of success for who they are as a person and not for what we expect them to be as a student. So what matters to them and what their goals are. And that's something that we need to keep in mind whenever we are making plans to move the school district forward with our policies.
School District 34, and that's the Abbotsford School District for those who are not aware, recently released their annual report on student achievement, and the report had little to no mention of how they plan on making schools a safe place for the LGBTQIAS+ community. Do you see an issue with this?
I haven't read that document myself, so I mean, it definitely would depend on how, if they were able to word it in a different way, but assuming that there's no mention whatsoever about inclusion and celebrating diversity and making sure that every kid, no matter who they are, how they identify, and is welcome in the school, I think that it goes against BC human rights, Canadian human rights, and the rights of students and their families to make sure that they feel welcome and that they belong there. So it's definitely an issue, and it definitely goes against what trustees are supposed to be doing, which is putting students first.
Do you see Fraser Valley School Boards becoming more inclusive in the future?
I definitely see that, because when I go to groups like the BC Trustee Association, all of those committees, all of the teachers, all of the trustees, all of the people who are working together on the school systems, including even in the ministries in the province, everybody is aiming for a more inclusive school district all across BC. And there may be small pockets of individuals who are trying to fight or push back against inclusion and diversity and making sure that every single person is welcome in schools and that the schools represent them. But they're not going to succeed. They're going to find out very quickly that that's just not the way we do things around here. Eventually, the inclusive way will be the norm.
This has been the Valley Roundup, brought to you by the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. My name is Stephen Munga. For these and more stories from local journalists across Canada, visit canada-info.ca.